Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and land pride attachments. And experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. You could hear Vossi full HD sound via Sonos. Up for grabs today, Vossi. You've got the one Signet Power Boost Bank valued at $44.95. A Signet Power Boost Bank will keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7.
What am I holding, James? Have a look at that little baby. I got the little Signet Boost power bank. Yeah, always goes with me. Always go the little one, but I've got the big chunky one as well for the big occasions. That, seriously, you get about four charges out of the one big power bank, as long as you keep it charged up. You do have to charge it up from time to time, and then it does the job. Thank you to Signet. Now, a sports update. Rekindle the spark with glow fire pits. That's what you need to sit around, James, and just reflect on your life. Sit around the fire pit. Just look into the fire. Take us through some of the highlights of the Australian Swimming Championships from last night.
Bit of swimming action, Vossi. Now, the talk of the town in the swimming world is Kaylee McEwen. Now, she's won multiple gold medals at the Olympics, better known for her backstroke. But this week, she has broken the 400 IM and 200 IM Australian records, which were set by Steph Rice right back in 2008 at the Beijing Olympics. She's not going to race the 400 IM at the Paris Olympics. If I was advising her, I would say don't race the 200 IM either. Focus on the backstroke events. Ooh. But
okay.
She's saying she's going to add in the 200 IM, trying to be the first woman to win, first Australian woman to win three individual gold medals since Shane Gould way back when. So Kaylee McEwen is going to be one of the names to watch come Paris.
Let me ask you a few questions, just as part of the sports update for Rekindle. Molly O'Callaghan, with McEwen not in the women's 100 backstroke last night, she swam a personal best time of 58.09. Is Molly O'Callaghan on the way up in the backstroke 100 metres?
Nope. Smoke and mirrors. Okay. I mean, she could be, but yep. Smoke and mirrors. I believe she'll win the 100 and 200 freestyle at the Paris Olympics, plus three relays. She'll go five gold medals.
Giddy up.
At the Paris Olympics.
Yep. Flynn Southam, is that a name we should be watching closely? He took out the men's 200 metres freestyle last night.
We should be watching that name. Young 18-year-old Flynn Southam, a big up-and-comer. Is Paris a little too soon? I think so, but certainly gold in the future of Flynn Southam.
Some other results from last night. 200 metres breaststroke, Zach Subtlety-Cook winning that. Sam Short won the 1500 freestyle. And I can ask you about the 50 metre freestyle.
Yes.
Shayna Jack and Meg Harris, they tied for first. Do you trust the touch pads? Like 24.28 was the time. Did you trust? Like there wasn't even a fingernail difference between them.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I think it's time that we go to a thousandth of a second. So we go to a hundredth currently. I think we could go to a thousandth in a sport that is so close.
Thousandth of a second.
Yeah, thousandth of a second. Let's bring it in.
What would that be in real terms? What would 1/1000th of a second be in terms of distance?
Millimeters. Yeah, it'd be millimeters. It'd be millimeters. But you think how close those races are? Like the probability that they actually hit down to a thousandth of a second
touchpad
at the same time is long odds, I would say.
Okay, and just for the punters, just on the touchpad, when you hit the wall, is it required that you put like a Nelson Asifa Solomona degree of force on the pad? to trigger it off, is it just literally a touch, or you do have to actually
just
add
touch.
Some weight to
no,
it?
No, it doesn't need to be much weight. It's just a touch. So a lot of the time over my career, I've broken my middle finger many times because you're trying to touch with the very end of your middle finger.
That's
and if you're coming in hot, multiple times I've broken that middle
that
finger.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. You're coming in hot, Magnussen. Oh, he's hurt his finger.
Yeah,
football desk, James, this morning, Europa League quarterfinals.
Yes.
Liverpool, Atalanta. Have you got that in front of you there? Liverpool, 76 minutes gone.
Liverpool up 1-0 over Atalanta so far. Marseille and Benfica still nil all in 75 minutes in. West Ham leading by Leverkusen 1-0. And big one, this one, Roma up over Milan 2-0. They do, however, have a player with a red card. So Milan looking to come home strong in that game.
And just in those matches on aggregate, despite the fact Liverpool beating Atalanta, they are 3-1 down on aggregate. Ooh. So they need to come home with a wet sail. And also West Ham, before West Ham fans go off, they will know they're 2-1 down on aggregate against Bayer Leverkusen there. That is all for Rekindle the Spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longerglowheating.com.au. I did miss the AFL. Sorry about that. That score last night, St Kilda were the favourites. It was an even go, but they were the actual favourites. Western Bulldogs, 19-10, 124 to St Kilda, 9-10, 64. That's a show.
Wow, wow, wow.
That is
60
a show,
points. What happened? Yeah. What happened to St Kilda?
I've found, Vossi, AFL is the hardest sport to punt on of anything. Ooh. It's so hard. I don't know why that is. A little nod from Chuck out there. AFL hard to punt on? Shake of the head. Okay, no. Thanks, Chuck.
Tell us, Yoda, from the mountain.
Yeah, good support, Chuck.
Hey, Hammy Goodman yesterday, too, just on the punt, in our sports bet segment, you know how we call him Mr. IPL.
Yes.
He's been giving us some pretty good mail. He spoke about Jasprit Bumrah going into last night's game for the Mumbai Indians. I think it was 2 wickets or more. It might have been the market. Well, he's come good. Bumrah's taken 3 for 21 and got player of the match. Hammy is all over the IPL. You've got to listen up. He's giving you good mail after good mail after good mail.
MLM, there we go. Is he on today with us?
Damn straight. Yes. Unless he's in the, beautiful, you know, on holidays or something. For my junket.
He
does
go
on the odd
man, yeah,
junket, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Back to the text we go, James. What have we got on the Edgewater Homes text line?
Aaron says, Vossi, on the player touching Manu night last night during the bomb that led to the try, this occurred due to a Roosters player making contact with the chaser. Any player that deliberately trips should also be sent off, and any player that is deemed to accidentally trip due to a reflex action should be sin-binned.
No such thing. No such thing as an accidental trip. Never seen one. Followed the game all my life. There's no such thing as reflex action. They're all deliberate. They're all deliberate. They're deliberate trips. It's an unnatural movement to stick out your leg. Sorry, it's deliberate. But your first point, Connor Watson was the player. In the next ad break, I'll go back and watch and come back with you with a response on that one, on the involvement of Connor Watson putting the interference on Remus Smith. Does that then negate his two hands on the back of Joey Manu? What's your, without having watched the replay, what's your call? You got a shout? Early shout? Early cry?
I still think it was a no-try due to push, but I'll have to review the tape like you, Vossi.
We'll have set up our own little bunker. Yeah. Little bunker. Can we ring some pizzas or some Maccas on the?
Does the bunker have snacks?
I'd like to think so. Have you ever been in the ultimate man cave, the bunker?
No, I've been in the building at Everly where it is, but I haven't been in the said bunker.
38 screens, I counted.
Beautiful.
How good's that? The ultimate man cave.
You
really could run. It could be your flip out, couldn't it? The bunker could have parties when it's not in use for games.
You could watch big boxing cards, UFC cards.
How good.
It's not a bad idea.
I wonder if they do that.
I doubt it. Maybe if you're mates with Peter Vlandis.
Yeah. BA says, hi guys, I think Storm fans thought they got hosed by the referee and the Roosters fans think they got screwed by officials, and I think neutral fans agree with both of them. Cheers, BA. Great text. No prize, but a great text, BA.
That's fair.
Well done.
Yeah, Brisbane Eel says, morning VNM. When does Ennerslie man up and make some shifts in the bunker?
No, do some shifts. Not make some shifts. Like, do some shifts. Like, sit in there.
Oh, sit in
there. He's past it. Yeah. Well, he was the first ever video referee in Australia. He was, back in the day, the very first time we used the video, Graham Annesley, he loves me reminding him, Super League 9's in Townsville.
Wow.
1997.
Is that the introduction of the video ref, was 1997?
The Super League had it first, the Super League. Yeah, and the Super League 9's. And they got it wrong, the first decision, pressed the wrong button.
I wouldn't mind seeing Graham in there. What do you reckon he needs to get a Specsavers? He hasn't got it in him anymore.
No, I'm saying he's moved on from that. He's higher up the chain. You're not telling Andrew Abdo to sit down and, you know what, he designates. He's here to designate someone else's job. But if the number one referee can't get the job done, well, who is? So anyway, keep the calls coming, texts coming.
Why don't we have a number one bunker man like we have a number one referee and just leave him in there all weekend, every weekend?
We've asked that before.
Chain him to the seat. Put him in a gimp suit. Chain him in there. Keep him in there.
Okay, we'll take a poll. Does the bunker official need to wear a gimp suit? Get on the phones and let us know.
Yes, he does.
Giddy up.